Election Day is drawing near, and informing and engaging with area voters is just one of the reasons we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry. This is our bi-weekly segment with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. And today we're talking about one of the ballot proposals that will be on the November 6th ballot, and that's proposal number 3. Our expert guest is Margaret Leary. She's a local League member, but she's also retired from her position as director of the University of Michigan Law Library, lawyer yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
You shared with us on gerrymandering, helped explain that. So where do we begin with Proposal 3?
Let's begin by saying that the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization that does not support individual candidates or political parties, but we do take positions on policy matters. And the accessibility and convenience of voting is very, very important to the League. We were formed because women took so long to get the right to vote, and so we want to protect everybody's right to vote. The League participated with several other organizations in writing Proposal 3, and the League does support Proposal 3.
What would you say is the basics of the proposal?
The basic of the proposal is to try to correct the voting situation in Michigan. Michigan has one of the most restrictive voting regimes of any state in the country, and this proposal will accomplish two fundamental improvements. One is it will increase the security of our voting and make the secret ballot a requirement in the Constitution. So it will make voting more secure. Secondly, it will make voting more convenient and accessible to everyone, not just to people who can get to the polls between 7 and 8 o'clock on one day of the week.
Let's go back for a moment about Michigan being one of the most restrictive states to vote in. How do we know that?
We know that because several organizations have examined all 50 states and rated them in terms of the accessibility to voting and the convenience of voting. The Center for American Progress has done that and ranked Michigan down at the very bottom of all states. Michigan has not made any improvements to the accessibility of voting since the mid-1970s, when we were actually a pioneer by implementing the first motor voter law, which made it possible to register to vote at the same time you did any business with the Secretary of State.
So a yes vote on Proposal 3 coming up November 6th would make some changes to that, and actually changes the state constitution as well?
Yes. Proposal 3 consists of 8 measures. They are all proposed as an amendment to the Constitution.
Okay. And what are some of those measures?
One of the measures is to ensure a secret ballot by putting it in the Constitution. Another measure is to make the right to get an absentee ballot available to everybody. Right now, there are only 6 reasons that you can get an absentee ballot. The easiest one is to be over 60. The others are very narrow. So it would give you an absolute right to an absentee ballot.
Isn't the ballot secret already?
The ballot is secret already under the terms of a state law passed by the legislature. Our legislature has several times passed laws that the voters undid and could do that in the future, but they can't change a constitutional amendment. So the secret ballot is safer in the Constitution than it is just being a state law.
And let's talk about no straight ticket voting as part of Proposal 3. How does that work?
Straight ticket voting enables the voter to choose a party, and they can choose any one party they want. It could be Republican, Democratic, taxpayer, free law, whatever. And by clicking a single box, marking a single box on the ballot, vote for all partisan candidates who are of that same party. On the current ballot, which is very long, almost every office on the first side of that long ballot is a partisan office. If you can't check one box, you have to look at every single office, pick the person that you want to vote for, and mark that box. Michigan has had straight ticket voting for 127 years. The legislature has twice tried to take it away, and the voters have twice undone that and said, we want it back. Right now, there's a lawsuit about that very thing. The court has determined that because the lawsuit is still ongoing, that Straight Ticket will not appear on the November 6th ballot this
year. That's a big thing a lot of people are not necessarily aware of that we want to emphasize.
Yes, it is very important because 50% of Michigan voters use the Straight Ticket.
So a yes vote for Proposal 3 would change that.
A yes vote for Proposal 3 would restore Straight Ticket voting and ensure it by putting it in the Constitution where it is much more difficult to get rid of.
Also, Proposal 3 includes something about registering to vote by mail.
It improves the ability to register to vote in a number of ways. First of all, it would remove the 30-day before the election rule for registering to vote. Michigan has the longest allowable time to register before the election of any state in the country. More close to the election than that, 14 days from the election, you can register to vote, but you have to do it in person and you have to bring identification and proof of residency. You can also register to vote on the actual day of the election. The combined ability to get an absentee ballot and to register on the day of the election should result in shorter lines.
Is there anyone who objects to Proposal 3 or is against it?
Yes. There is a group that just announced its opposition both to the redistricting proposal and to Proposal 3. It's called the Michigan Freedom Fund. And from what I can find out about it, one of the major funders of that organization is the DeVos family.
It's November 6th. Michigan voters go to the polls to decide the issues. They look at Proposal 3. What's your bottom line summary of what they're looking at and what will happen?
I recommend that people vote for Proposal 3 because it will remove barriers to voting that affect poorer people in Michigan, people of color, people who have moved around a lot, and people who have such busy lives that it's almost impossible to get to the ballot box on the one day when they're allowed to vote.
And this is part of a trend we're seeing around the country?
Definitely. Michigan is very behind the times in terms of making these changes in its laws. Approximately 37 other states have adopted 3 or more of the 8 changes that this proposal would make. Michigan is really down at the bottom of all states. There is one other reason to vote for this, and that is that it would require the Secretary of State to do an audit of our election results. This is very important because of the danger of hacking. 21 states' elections were hacked into in 2016. Michigan was given a C by the Center for American Progress for the level of security that it provides.
Educating voters is what In the Public Interest is all about. Margaret Leary from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, thank you so much for, again, sharing your information and expertise with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.